A news centre at 7. An alleged Chinese spy who had links to Prince Andrew has been named as Yang Tongbo after a High Court judge lifted the anonymity order. He met former Prime Ministers Lord Cameron and Baroness Theresa May. Intelligence and security expert Professor Anthony Glees says many questions need answering.
We do know that the prince was strapped for cash. Seems hard to imagine, but there you go. And if we know it, the Chinese certainly knew it. And that will raise serious alarm bells and serious alarm.
In other news, at least three people are dead and seven injured after a shooting at a school in the US state of Wisconsin. It happened at the Abundant Life Christian School in the capital, Madison. It's believed the shooter is among the dead. Police Chief Sean Barnes says it's tragic.
Every child, every person in that building is a victim and will be a victim forever. And these types of trauma don't just go away. And we need to figure out and try to piece together what exactly happened. Right now, my heart is heavy for my community.
Lucy Letby's legal team say they'll ask the Court of Appeal to look at all of her convictions. It's after a leading medical expert changed his mind about the cause of death of three babies. She's currently serving 15 whole life terms. The Foreign Secretary says British officials will travel to Syria to speak with the country's interim leaders. They'll hold talks following the fall of Bashar al-Assad's 24-year regime. The Archbishop of York has apologised for not acting sooner to deal with an allegation of sexual abuse within the Church of England. Stephen Cotterill is facing calls to resign over his handling of the case of David Tudor. And in sport, defending women's Euro champions England have found out who they'll face at next summer's tournament. They'll take on Wales, France and the Netherlands in Switzerland. That's the latest. I'm Leisha McKenna.
From the Vale's newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. Wales will face defending champions England at next year's Women's Euros. Rhian Wilkinson's side will kick off their first ever major tournaments in July when they take on the Netherlands in their opening game. They'll also face France in the group stages in Switzerland. Lawyers for Lucy Letby are claiming a Welsh doctor has changed his mind on how three babies died. The former nurse's legal team will ask the Court of Appeal to review all her convictions. Dr. Dewi Evans, a retired consultant from Caermarthen, was the prosecution's expert witness in the case. Letby's barrister is Mark McDonald, QC.
The defence will argue that Dr. Evans is not a reliable expert. And given that he was the lead expert for the prosecution, we say that all the convictions are unsafe.
Some of the families involved in the case are from North Wales. Elsewhere tonight, more than £5,000 has been raised for a Bowie family following a house fire. Three fire crews were called out to tackle the blaze yesterday evening. A neighbour has set up an online fundraiser saying they had lost most of their possessions. Two of the Vale's main arts venues will share £100,000 of funding. The Arts Council of Wales grant is going towards the Penarth Pier Pavilion and the Arts Central Gallery in Bowie. Vale Council says it will be spent on staffing costs to help keep both venues financially stable. There's also plans to launch a volunteering scheme in the new year. Five more pubs in the Western Vale have joined a scheme for designated drivers over Christmas. They'll be offering free drinks to people abstaining from alcohol to take the wheel on nights out. Across the county, 12 licensed premises have joined the popular South Wales Police initiative. You can find out who's taking part on our website.
Now. Here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
Change had much to say, but man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy.
The boys are back in town, the boys are back in town. that chick that used to dance a lot. Every night she'd be on the floor shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her. I said, the boys are back in town. 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 Spread the word. Blood will spill. And if the boys wanna fight, you better let them. That jukebox in the corner blasting out my favorite song. The nights are getting warmer. It won't be long. Won't be long till summer comes. Now that the boys are here again. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town.
This is O Radio, the Vale's local radio station. And this is your Monday Night Sports Show here with me, Mike Fowler. So, after Storm Dara put pay to a lot of the fixtures 2 weeks ago, we've got the football and rugby action returning to your Vale teams, and we're going to take a review of them. And we're going to be looking at selection of other sports from around the Vale. And remember, if there's a sport that you think I should be talking about, just say, "Oi, Mike, why aren't you talking about my sport?" All you need to do is get in touch with me using the social medias or sport@broradio.fm, and I can be showcasing a sport that you're truly passionate about. But first, we're going to be talking about the Barrytown United games that took place last week here at O Radio.
Down pretty ladies around the wild, got a weird
This is Monday Night Sport here with me, Mike Fowler. So, there was a bumper action for Barrytown United fans this week, and Barrytown United returned to the top six of the Cymru Premier after a 2-1 Derby Day win over Cardiff Met. 31 days since their last top flight outing, Steve Jenkins' men were aiming to get their league season back into gear following their valiant exit in the Nathaniel MG Cup semi-final. The Archers, who were looking to move into the top three, played out a 1-1 draw with Barry when their near neighbours last met at Kincoyd in August. The midweek derby got her off to a fiery start, as strong cries for a penalty after a foul on Keenan Patton were waved away by referee Bryn Markham-Jones. The Archers dominated possession in the opening stages, but Kane McLagan threatened first when the home skipper got onto a neat cross from Sam Snaith, only for his shot to be narrowly tipped over the bar by Met keeper Alex Lang. Lewis Rees was denied twice in quick succession by homekeeper Luke Rees, latterly when a long-distance effort was deflected away for a corner. Barry nearly took the lead midway through the first half when Mikey George found an unmarked Keenan Patton at the back post, whose follow-up was cleared off the line by CJ Craven. Met built up the pressure towards the break, when a long-range effort from Elliot Evans brought a comfortable save out of Rees. But barely a minute later, Ryan Reynolds coolly struck from the far post to put the visitors in front. Barry needed to produce a strong second-half performance, and they got off to a perfect start after barely a minute when Evan Press struck from the edge of the area with his low drive parried into the net by Lang for the equaliser. The comeback was completed just 6 minutes later when a clearance from the Met keeper fell into the path of Ryan Kavner, who unleashed a superb half volley from 25 yards out. The returning Josh Yorworth came close to adding a third soon after amid a goalmouth scramble, but Lang made an easy save out of his looped shot from the edge of the area. Met came close to drawing level when a 30-yard shot from Craven was spilt by Rees, who managed to gather the ball just before Sam Jones could take a shot at goal. Barry kept pushing for a third as Snaith flicked the ball onto sub Josh Beecher, who broke clear down the left wing before his low cross was hurriedly saved by Lang. Elliot Richards was also thwarted in stoppage time when he tried to chip the keeper, but Barry had done enough to move to fifth in the table after their fifth win from their last six league games. And then on Saturday, Barry then travelled north for their rearranged clash against Carnarvon. And 10-man Barrytown United were beaten 3-2 at Carnarvon in the Cymru Premier. Josh Yorworth was sent off for the third time so far this season, as Steve Jenkins' men put in a battling performance against their top six rivals at the Oval on Saturday. Both sides grinded out early chances, with Elliot Richards shooting over the bar, while keeper Luke Rees did well to block Kofi Messi. Darren Thomas is from Zach Clark's cross. But Barry, who won five out of their six previous league outings, went ahead after 24 minutes, when Mikey George broke clear down the right flank before his right-footed volley evaded homekeeper Harry Thomas. George nearly doubled the lead after lobbing Kofi keeper, only to slot his follow-up shot wide of the net. But, An ill-judged moment of indiscipline brought Carnarvon back into the game on 34 minutes. After Yeoworth was shown a straight red for pushing Adam Davis in the box, Louis Lloyd went on to make no mistake with the resulting penalty. The ex-Wrexham forward would be called up to the spot again before half-time after he was brought down in the area by Callum Saintie. Lloyd again dispatched the spot kick past Rees with ease to put Carnarvon ahead. But Barry enjoyed the better start to the second half when Zach Clark blasted the ball directly at visiting keeper Thomas Cross, producing a superb save as a result. Then, 6 minutes after the break, Carnarvon failed to deal with Robbie Wilmot's set piece, which was volleyed home by Ben Margotson. A battling draw would have deemed a fair result, but the Coffees had the last word on 82 minutes when sub Oshan Elias teed up Matty Jones, who struck past Rees to grab all 3 points. Barry remain in the top half of the table, 3 points clearer than their nearest rivals and their opponents Bala, who they play at hosts next Saturday. The Lakesiders will be keen to bounce back from their shock exit in the Welsh Cup at the weekend. And Barrytown United's women signed off from 2024 by playing their part in a 7-goal thriller at Wrexham in the Adram Premier. Stevie McCarthy Campbell's side fought back from going 3-1 down at the Rock, but they were denied a point as Olivia Fuller struck a 90th minute winner for the Reds. Barry remain in the top half of the table going into the Christmas break, with 4 games left before the league splits into 2 for the remainder of the season. The visitors were boosted by the return of club captain Lauren Harris to the subs bench, but Barry found themselves on the back foot just 2 minutes when Phoebe Davis drilled past Molly Anson to score her first goal of the season. Anson managed to deny Cara Jones in quick succession, while Ellie Gunny was unable to connect her cross with Ellie Priest after some fine build-up play with Jasmine Turner. Amy Long struck the side netting from distance while on the counter-attack, while Anson spilled a long-range shot from Liv Fuller but managed to recover before Wrexham could take advantage. Barry drew level within 2 minutes after the break when Turner and Priest linked up with a great ball which was duly turned in by Erin Murray past homekeeper Delith Morgan. The visitors close to taking the lead soon afterwards when Priest hit the post before Holly Jenkins struck straight at Morgan. But on 51 minutes, Fuller looped Anson with a superb first-time volley which found the empty net and restored Wrexham's lead. Jones hit the crossbar as the Reds set out to extend their lead before Ava Suckley did just that on 59 minutes when the ball fell to her from a goalmouth scramble before she drilled home past Anson. Barry hit back 5 minutes later when a defensive mix-up allowed Long to fire past Morgan to reduce the arrears. Brooke Cairn struck the crossbar as the game moved into end-to-end mode until, in the 78th minute, Priest grabbed the equaliser. But the pace didn't settle as both sides chased down a winner, with Rosie Hughes rattling the bar for Wrexham and Grace Corn's header went wide for Barry. The decisive moment came as the game moved into 5 minutes of stoppage time. Liv Fuller calmly slotted the ball through Anson's legs to deny what would have been a hard-earned draw for the visitors. Wrexham clinched their 4th league win of the season, while Barry are without a win in their last 3 Adram Premier outings. And the first game of 2025 sees Barry travel to Aberystwyth Town on Sunday the 5th of January. Coming up, we've got a selection of football results for you from around the Vale.
This is O Radio.
Honey, there's something wrong with my eye.
Is it itchy? Is it dry? Someone poked you in the eye. Is it gunky? Is it gooey? Is it sticky at the side? Is it pink? Is it red? Some discomfort in your head. Dodgy eyes are the worst. Don't waste time. Call Specsavers first.
It's icky.
Achavi. If you've got an eye problem, call Specsavers and we'll put you through to an expert. And if we need to see you, we have urgent appointments set aside. We provide NHS eye health services in Wales.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
For a delicious takeaway, you can't get better than Fryer Tuck Fish and Chips on Richard Street, Barry. Tasty chips, quality burgers, loaded southern fried chicken fries. Fryer Tuck delivers to Barry and surrounding areas via Uber. So place your order at fryertuckbarry.com or find us behind the old Wilko.
trip, trip, trip away. Sunshine on a rainy day. Sunshine makes my soul, makes my soul.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here with me, Mike Fowler. So Coed Ely were in Welsh Cup knockout action on Saturday and they beat Ballytown 1-0 at home. For Coed Ely, it was a 90th minute winner for Charlie Lewis against their Cymru Premier rivals. That sees them go through. Next for Coed Ely is a return to league action and an away trip to Newport on Friday. And Ely Rangers went down 4-1 away to FC Cymmanan. Morgan Graham and Connor Wickham put the home team in front. Richard Greaves pulled one back for Rangers before half-time, but a James Thornton goal on the stroke of half-time restored a two-goal cushion. Rhys Batten finished off the tie with a little over 10 minutes remaining. Rangers sit fourth in their league. They are now not in action until the new year. And Dinas Powys lost away to Vale United 2-0 in their Saturday game. The first half was goalless, but a Lewis James penalty put the home team ahead. And then deep into stoppage time at the end of the game, a Griff Watts goal made it 2-0 to the home team. Dinas Powys are sixth in their league now, and they're level on points with their Saturday opponents, and they're only ahead on goal difference. And again, just like Ely Rangers, that was Dinas Powys' last game of 2024, when they'll be next in action in the new year. And Llantwit Major have not had a game, but their next game is a Boxing Day clash with Cambrian United, and that's at home. Still to come here at O Radio, we've got more selected sports action from around the Vale.
This town is colder now, I think it's sick of us. It's time to make a move, I'm shaking off the rust. I've got my heart set on anywhere but here. I'm staring down myself, counting up the years. Steady. Yeah.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at O Radio. And on Saturday, there was the Vale Rugby Derby. Penarth hosted Barry. Penarth won the reverse fixture of this at the beginning of the season, but Barry beat high-flying Penarth 33-47. The result leaves Penarth still second in the table, 1 point behind the league leaders, having played one game more, and 5 points ahead of third. But third place Abercynon have played two games less than Penarth. Barry are eighth in the league, having played one game more than seventh, but only 4 points behind them. The next league matches for both sides are in the new year, with Barry travelling to Rhydfelen and Penarth hosting Llanharan. Both games are on Saturday the 4th of January. And still to come here at O Radio, we're going to be looking at how the Cardiff Devils ice hockey team got on with their matches, and we're going to be bringing you the opponents for Wales in the Euro 2025 Championships in Switzerland. All that still to come.
This is O Radio.
Miss school, miss out. Even a few days off school can mean children fall behind. But missing out on school doesn't just mean missing out on learning. It means missing out on opportunities, friendship, and fun. If your kids are missing out on school for whatever reason, or if you're struggling to send them in the first place, support is available. Just see valeofglamorgan.gov.uk/missschoolmissout. Attend school for a brighter future. Don't miss out.
We're recycling more than ever today, which is great news. But with more recycling comes more bags and more caddies. So talk to Recycling Storage Solutions of Barry, as our quality wooden recycling units are just the right size to keep your recycling bags held open, caddies and boxes all snug inside, tidy and protected from the elements and pests. Our smart recycling storage benches and boxes have a waterproof lid, and we deliver them across the Vale and beyond, pre-made, not flat-packed. Visit our showroom on Woodham Road, Barry, or order now for delivery at recyclingstoragesolutions.co.uk.
Christmas is making a grand return to Funmon Castle, so join us for a truly enchanting festive adventure. The fun starts daily at 4 with Bud's Welcome Show and our Christmas Lights Extravaganza. With illuminated festive walks, Christmas characters, Mrs. Claus at the castle, live shows with the Ice Sisters, a Christmas Story trail with the Wizard, and a Santa show on the castle balcony. Funmon Castle's Christmas experience on now till December the 23rd. Book tickets at funmoncastle.com.
Need appliances? Need them now? Visit Homeworld, your first choice appliance centre. We've hundreds of big name appliances in stock and available for same or next day delivery. And we monitor prices daily, so you'll always find our lowest prices. We're also your first choice for installing and repairing washing machines, dishwashers, cookers, fridges, freezers, including built-in, freestanding and integrated models. We'll even take away your old ones too. Shop new appliances or get your old repaired. See more at home-world.co.uk. Homeworld, on Lower Guthrie Street, Barry. Search Oil Gently Chefs on What Three Words.
Oh! Radio!
Man outside in a long coat, gray hat, smoking.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at O Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So last week we started looking at the ice hockey and the Cardiff Devils, and some of that was due to Storm Dara knocking out all sort of outdoor sporting events last week. But with that in mind, I thought I would keep you updated with how they've been getting on since last Monday. And I know we talked about that they play a lot of games in quick succession, and they need to be at peak fitness, really. But actually, they've played three games between Monday and tonight. So we've got a bit to talk about on there. But it's still, every time, it still amazes me how they can keep going and performing at the top level. I mean, it's a physical sport, and they just seem to be playing matches all the time. But the first game was the Challenge Cup against Coventry, and Cardiff Devils kept their Challenge Cup hopes alive with a 4-3 victory at Coventry Blaze. Brendan Alderson scored for the hosts in the only goal in the opening period. Reed Duke got Devils back on level terms before Evan Mosey put them in front going into a dramatic final period. Greasock and Creasy scored to give the Blaze a 3-2 lead before Bush hit back for the Devils, with Duke's second of the night proving the winner in the entertaining encounter. Devils had needed a victory in order to stay in the competition, and they must also win at home against Nottingham Panthers on December the 22nd if they're going to progress from the qualifying group in this competition. And then a couple of days later, they were playing again, and Manchester Storm caused an upset in the Welsh capital as they beat Elite League leaders Cardiff Devils 4-3 after a shootout. The game had finished 3-3, and with no goals in overtime, it fell to Joe Morrow to score the winner. Devils had led 3-1 in the first period, with goals for McDonald, McWilliam and Duke. Estevez had kept the visitors in touch before Diausk and Craig Martin levelled the scores with power play goals in the second and third periods. Devils' lead at the top of the table is now down to 3 points, having played up to three games more than the teams below them. And I said they had an action-packed fixture schedule, because a couple of days later they went in action again, and the Devils this time returned to winning ways with a 5-2 victory at Dundee Stars. Cardiff led 4-2 after a frenetic opening period, with Perlini and Osklenski adding to McDonald's brace, while Tisok and Sancho netted for the Scottish sides. The contest then remained scoreless until Brandt notched a fifth for the visitors late on, as Cardiff bounced back from their defeat at Manchester. The Devils returned to action against Sheffield Steelers on Saturday at 7 p.m. So they just seem to keep going. It's I would say it's a bit like the football, the Saturday Wednesdays, but I think they kind of play a lot more than that, and it's not as if they're just all playing at home as well. I mean, they seem to travel all around the country, so, you know, hats off to the people that play that sport at any level. I know we're looking at elite level, but even if you're playing at a slightly lower level, I mean, the skill, it just baffles me, the skills needed to play that sport. Coming up here at O Radio, I'm going to bring you the Wales's opponents in Switzerland 2025 Euros. Still to come here.
And if you want these kind of dreams, it's Californication. It's the edge of the world in all of Western civilization. The sun may rise in the east, at least it's settled in a final location. It's understood that Hollywood sells Californication.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here with me, Mike Fowler. And Wales have now know who their opponents are for the Euro 2025 tournament in Switzerland. So this is a historic sort of date for Wales, as it's the first time that they've reached a major women's tournament. And they have been drawn in Group D. And their Group D opponents are France, England and the Netherlands. So it's going to be a really tough group for Wales. I mean, they've been drawn against the defending European champions as well, England. And, you know, France and Netherlands are sort of a good teams as well at that level. So the group stat matches start from the 2nd of July and the final is to be played on the 27th of July in Switzerland. And, you know, it's historic Wales making it there. And let's just see what happens. Confidence has to be going into that. Yes, we've been drawn against the old enemy, England. And it's just our luck. It's just like the men's series seem to end up getting drawn against England when it comes to tournament finals. What I find might be quite interesting, though, is the England manager, Wiegmann. She's actually going to be taking on her country of birth, so that could be a little interesting little affair. And I'll just go through the rest of the groups just so that you've got a picture of the other teams that are going to be involved in the Euro 2025. So Group A, there's going to be Switzerland, Norway, Iceland and Finland. In Group B, Spain, Portugal, Belgium and Italy. And in Group C, there's going to be Germany, Poland, Denmark and Sweden. So this sounds like there's going to be a couple of tasty matches going on there in the Euro 2025, and that's only just over six months away until we get them stages. And it's kind of that time of year where you've got to remember now that you're even a couple of weeks away now, you're starting to have to write 2025 as a year down, and I'm not sure that, you know, I'm still ready to write 2025 as a year down for anything. Some people might be like me, will probably still be writing 2024 even into March next year. But yeah, it's 2025 and this European Championships, and it's historic for Wales as well, even getting there. So good luck to the team when they're out playing there, and we look forward to supporting you through your matches that you've got going there. And just remember, here at O Radio, we're here for you in the Vale as well. So again, if you've got a sports team, sports club, or sport that you would like showcased, then all you need to do is get in touch with me on social media or use the email sport@broradio.fm, and I could be giving a shout out to your club or to your sport here on the radio. And better still, you could be giving a shout out to your sport, your club, and telling us all about it here with me at O Radio, where we could potentially showcase why you love that sport so much. Next up here at O Radio, we've got The Evening Show.
So at my show on Monday, I was hoping someday you'd be on your way to better things. It's not about your makeup or how you try to shape up to these tiresome paper dreams. Paper dreams, honey. So now you pour your heart out, you're telling me you're far out, not about to lie down for your cause. But you don't pull my strings, cause I'm a better man, moving on to better things. Tuesday, she was in her mindset, tempered furs and spangled boots. Looks are deceiving, make me believe it, and these tiresome paper dreams. Paper
for dreams, honey. Yeah. So won't you go far? Tell them you're a keeper, not about to lie down for your cause. And you don't pull my strings, 'cause I'm a better man, moving on to better things. In it.
This is O Radio.
If you want pet supplies delivered free to your door or dream of having a beautiful garden, then Uno's Pet and Garden Store in Llanfit Major is the name to know. From poultry to puppies, horses to hamsters, whatever the pet, we have what you need, including food, treats and treatments. We also stock all your garden essentials, so whether you're a green-fingered expert or a less prolific planter, we have everything you need for your perfect garden and offer free delivery to the majority of the Vale with no minimum order. Visit us online now at unospetstore.com. That's unospetstore.com.
Christmas is about spending time with friends, family and loved ones. At Bro Radio, we're helping you do just that by playing Driving Home for Christmas. Find a member of the Bro Radio team somewhere across the Vale. Give them the passcode on air and win £50 cash. Play all this week. Driving Home for Christmas.
I'm driving home.
With Victoria Park Mazda, the home of new and used Mazda vehicles on Hadfield Road, Cardiff.
Glastonbury Tribute Festival, in association with Synergy Scaffolding, is back for 2025 with more live music, DJs and special guests than ever before. We've 22 incredible tribute acts featuring hits from Tom Jones, Westlife, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Oasis, Pink, Kylie, The Rolling Stones and many, many more. Glastonbury 2025 is live at Romilly Park on July the 25th and is sponsored by forklift specialist Gary Watson Motor Company, CJCH Solicitors and Lunatides Productions. Day, weekend and VIP tickets are on sale now at glastonbury.com.
On your radio, your smart speaker, and oh, don't forget the apps, alright? This is O Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 8, an alleged Chinese spy with